She went to, I believe it was a school in New York or somewhere too. And she completed a Wake in Florida A&M a master's degree.
In Florida State or?
Florida State. It, FAMU, that's, they're right there close together.
Yes. But she was born?
In Moultrie.
And do you know where any of her family were from on back?
Well,
I
heard say they come from a little place up there called Empire. Now, where Empire is, it's in Georgia. I don't know.
All right, now, a lot of these are just sort of pronunciation things, and they're kind of silly, but... I'll maybe say a part of a sentence and I'll stop and let you fill in a word there. Like the first one is, what do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, say around 4 o'clock? You might say, oh, I expect to see him later this...
Later this afternoon.
And what do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? Now, this is just, you know, just normal speech, not just where you talk to anybody, to your wife or the children. You might say, I got up this morning before
sunrise.
And what do you call the time of day when the sun disappears? You say, back on the farm, did you ever live on the farm?
No, I visited the farm.
Anyway, on the farm, they need to get the cows in before...
Before dark.
Okay, and what about a word that has sun in it? Before?
Before sundown.
And if there's a storm, or if there has been a storm, and then the rain stops, and it's sort of the clouds are disappearing, and the sun is beginning to come out, we might say the weather is?
Clearing up.
And do you have a word around here that you use to mean a very hard rain? Maybe it doesn't last very long, but it really rains hard. That was a real...
Sometimes they use the word a cloudburst.
Okay. And what do you call the shelf over a fireplace? You know, maybe you set something on it.
Some people call it a mound.
And what do you call those things that the logs rest on in a fireplace? You know, those metal...
Fire dog or fire horse.
Okay. What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
And what if they're particularly rich pieces of wood and you cut them into little slivers? Is there another word? They fire up real quickly.
Let's see. Fat lighter splinters.
Okay. And what do you call a place with a rod and a hanger for hanging clothes? You know, you put your clothes on a clothes hanger and hang it in the...
Well, we have you have a closet, or you have a wardrobe.
Do you use that? Yeah. Do you make a difference between them? Is a wardrobe the one that you move around?
A wardrobe the one you move around.
Okay, and a closet built in.
It's built in.
Okay. And what do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house? You know, like...
Oh, weather board.
And what do you call a small porch? Or for that matter, a large... I messed that up real good. What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house, maybe where chairs are placed and you sit out on it, maybe?
Well, some people call them porch and some of them call them patio, I believe.
Okay, patio is a newer word, maybe?
I believe it is.
Okay, what about if it's a very small porch and doesn't have a roof? Just a